When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Towel boys! How you feeling, towel boys?
I wonder what they're up to right now. I don't know. Oh, they're probably this.
They're wiping their little tears with their towels. Grab that rose.
Woo!
Hold it up high.
Have a rose.
Careful.
Because
they have thorns.
They
I nailed
thorns.
Myself.
But
look
we
at that.
Are the champions, Utah fans. Can you believe it,
the
Utah
thrill
fans?
Of victory.
I told you all, 100%.
I look at that.
You did say that?
I did.
Look at that.
Ow, I just got myself again.
Oh, I know. You got to be careful, but it is worth it to hold these beautiful roses, wave those towels around.
All hey. Episode, do this.
Hey.
You. What happened?
We will talk about that.
That is the greatest clip.
If you don't know, but if you don't know what that is, you gotta look it up on social media. It's so good. I don't know his name. What's the kid's
name? His name's James.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Easy enough.
Oh my gosh. Anyways, okay.
Let's get into this.
I know we do have a few little housekeeping things. Utah football fans.
Oh, that smells so good.
Thank
it?
You for joining us. It does smell great.
It. As it should.
Thank
smell
you.
Yeah, smell that.
Smell that.
Oh my gosh, smell vision.
Smell
I know.
Smell the vision.
Get yourself some roses and be smelling them all week. Thank you to Thomas Orthodontics, our sponsor for the whole year. We have loved having him sponsor this podcast. I know he's already bought all of his
yeah,
rose
he
bowl
sent me a message.
Stuff. He is booked and ready to go. So please look him up at thomasortho.com. Please like and subscribe and share. And we do have a new feature on YouTube where you can actually contribute to Utah football fans. There's a little button that says super thanks, and you can leave us a little tip. If you like what we're doing, we'd love to have you contribute so we can continue to do more in the future.
Yes, yeah. Ohio State.
You guys definitely
you
should
guys
contribute.
Owe us. So
you owe us
like
button.
$1 million or something like that.
We'd love
Oklahoma
a million
fans
bucks.
Oklahoma too.
You know what? You can throw some money in there
throw
too.
Throw some money That's our true. Way.
So please do that for us. That'll help us out. We met a few of you down at the championship game. So yeah. We did want to say hi. Hello to Walter Merrick and his wife. We met them right before we walked into the Mecca, which is Allegiant.
It's the holy temple of the NFL. Holy temple. Is Allegiant Stadium.
It is a spiritual experience. I'll say that. When you walk in there.
Sure
it is.
It's
so good to meet you, Walter. We finally got to meet you, Brendan. We've had lots of conversations with you. It was really good to finally meet you in person. Ben, Lubers, our friends, the Lubers, we saw them. Who else did we see?
We saw a lot of people.
We saw a lot of people.
Uh-oh.
What other shout-outs am I forgetting?
Oh, Gabriella, you sent us a message on Instagram. I just wanted to say...
Oh, yes.
Say hi. Thank you so much for the message. Thank you for watching. Appreciate it. All right, let's get into this.
Okay. Oh, we have a lot to say.
Back-to-back champions of the league.
Could get sweeter than last year?
Back-to-back.
Because somehow it's sweeter. I don't know what it is.
Can I put my rose like this for the entire
episode? Because we beat those tool
bags. No, because you can't get up to your mic. Tell
me it's not going to work.
Look. Oh, look at that.
Do we appreciate how tough it is?
It's so tough
to win back-to-back, and we just did it. It's fantastic.
It's crazy.
I love it.
Well, and in reality, Stanford is the only other team that has done it. Oregon, blah, 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 blah. Your 2020 doesn't count. So Stanford.
Brynn is coming out feisty.
Wow.
Stanford.
Just going after Oregon for
no
reason.
No, that's true. Their 2020 championship shouldn't count. So in reality, Stanford is the only other team that's done back-to-back. And now, Utah.
It's crazy. Back-to-back Rose Bowl appearances.
And then and then that's it. The other side.
I mean.
Back-to-back Rose Bowl. I mean. That's not easy to do.
I just want to put this into perspective real fast before we have a lot of fun. You know how many times ANSU has been to the Rose Bowl since they joined the Pac-8? And I think it was 1978. Twice since 1978. And we're going twice in 2 years. So
no, it's not easy to do.
No, it is not easy to do. It is extremely difficult. We are very lucky, but hot diggity damn, it's fun.
Yeah, see, I say that because maybe we're... We're expecting it all the time.
We've been in the mix,
obviously, all these years.
Right.
However, I'm just saying maybe we get a little too comfortable with it because it's an amazing feat that our coaches and our team is doing. It's fantastic.
No, do not take it
Massive
for granted.
Accomplishment. Freak.
It's huge.
All right, can we start making fun of USC now? Because I've been waiting.
Okay,
for
first of all, I do want to say.
This.
Patiently.
We do. I mean, you mentioned it already, but we have to give props to James because he came out 100% guaranteed.
I guaranteed it.
I thought he's full of crap.
No.
To be honest,
I felt
with
great
you.
Going into that game.
I do owe you all an apology. That was pointed out to me.
Pessimist Brynn over here.
After the game, your YouTube name I can't pronounce, but you did say I owe Utah Nation an apology.
Yes, you do.
Hey. I didn't say there was 0%, but I was more on the side of we were not going to win. I was wrong.
Thank heavens. And I'll be
honest.
After the first quarter, I thought Brynn was going to be correct.
Yes, I did too.
Yeah, I'll be honest. I never saw it going this direction. I felt like we could win it, but not by a blowout. But it makes sense. It makes sense.
Yeah, the better team won.
Absolutely,
I mean,
they did.
Okay, so let's talk about a couple of things and go where you want to go with it. 17-3, first quarter.
I was not in a good place.
Yeah, that was kind of where I was like, well, because we had talked about how the game could either be really close or it could just be a blowout for USC. That was kind of what was in our mind going into it. And so when it was 17-3, I thought, well, looks like it's going that direction where it's just going to be a complete blowout. The things didn't look good.
No,
that
they
point.
Didn't. But I actually was sitting next to a USC fan. He ended up being extremely nice.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Well, you know,
he was great.
Had to be after a while.
No, even when they were winning, he wasn't like in my face about it. He wasn't a jerk. He was cheering for his team, and that was great. But he was actually a very good fan. And he said to me when we were down 70-3, he said something like, "You guys are going to come back." He said something to that effect. He goes, I don't feel good about this. He said something like that.
Interesting.
And I was like, no.
No, probably not.
That's nice of you, but
I do want to mention that, though, because I think the USC fans that we've had our interactions with leading up to the game have not been positive.
Everything, that's an understatement.
Everything was extremely negative. I was going into that game expecting a very hostile experience with USC fans, kind of like our Florida experience. Everybody we met and talked to was extremely nice. Mm-hmm. We talked to a woman at a restaurant that day. The guys that sat next to you, we had USC fans around us. I just want to make that clear because Utah fans, if you were wondering, because you probably have seen some of the interactions on social media over the last week, they were not good. So I was
there was a few good ones.
No, none that I had.
Yes.
So, well,
okay. Yeah, you didn't.
None that I had. So I was expecting it to be, I was like, it's not going to be like last year with Oregon. I was expecting negativity. So I was very pleasantly surprised.
Very pleasantly
the
surprised.
The ones we interacted with, it was good.
Now I do feel for the guy next to me because late in the game, I happened to see him canceling his hotel rooms for December 31st to January 3rd. So,
oh, hey, he opened up a room.
What happened?
Yeah, that's a bummer. It's so it's 17-3. But here's the thing. And this I think I listened to Witt after, and one of the many things I listened. I lost track, but I mean, our defensive scheme was not the problem. It was the blown assignments.
Yeah.
And that's what Witt said. He goes, Scally dialed up and we decided on the scheme, and the scheme was fine.
Yeah.
It's just our guys screwed up.
Yeah.
They had some big plays, and, and that's the fact. I mean, these guys wide open because someone blew their assignment
or fell down.
Wide open.
That later on in the game. But anyway, so it's 17-3. The fascinating thing is, so it's 17-3. And from that point on in the game, it's 44-7.
Cool.
44-7 the rest of the game. SC scored, or they scored only one more touchdown the whole game after the first quarter. And in the third quarter, total yards. So,
one lovely freaking yard.
It's insane.
That is an insane stat. Do it.
USC!
1 yard.
What happened?
The most high-powered offense in the country, 1 yard in the third quarter.
That's crazy.
It's amazing. And then they only scored one more touchdown.
And even later on when they scored that touchdown, it was set up because of another massive play. Every one of their touchdown drives was set up by a huge play, blown assignment. They didn't go on 11, 12 yard drives against our defense. It was blown plays on a fourth down that's how they scored. But man, the defense, they played fantastic.
I did see a note that USC, their first three opening drives of the game,
they scored
first quarter. Covered 75 yards, 75 yards, 71 yards on Utah.
Okay.
And some, obviously, those big plays we're talking about. And then Utah held SC to just 67 total yards over the second and third quarters combined.
How many?
67.
In the second and third.
In the second and third quarters.
Wow.
Well, I remember looking during the third quarter, because, when I didn't have my stats pulled up, on my phone while we were at the game, so I didn't really see what was going on, but when they put it up on the board during the third quarter, and I thought to myself, we have 100 more yards than them. And that hit me. I was like, how is that possible? So now looking back, I'm rewatching the game, 1 yard in the third quarter. And when was the first time they got their third down conversion? Fourth quarter, wasn't it?
Yeah, because they in the third quarter, they had to put the ball three times, and it was, I think it was three and out.
Yeah.
Now, we weren't, dominating at that point. It was tied. We took the lead. Touchdown, field goal by 10. They scored and so forth. But I'm just saying, I don't know what I'm saying other than we after the first quarter,
It was all Utah.
Utah controlled the game.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
It was all Utah.
We dominated it.
One stat that absolutely blew my mind was, so Jordan Addison, who's arguably the best wide receiver in all of college football, he had 5 catches for 65 yards. Okay, that's not, you know, that's fine. Well, one of his catches was a 4th down. Our corner falls over, 48 yards. Outside of that, our defense held him to 17 yards receiving the entire game.
Yeah, Clark Phillips, they hit each other.
They fell down.
And went down.
Outside of one play, 17 yards for the best receiver in college football.
Did you see their rushing yards, total rushing yards?
Uh-huh.
56 total rushing yards.
Now, it's a little skewed because a sack counts as a rush yard. So sacks went backwards. But no, I'm not. I'm just saying.
Didn't they have negative rushing yards in the third quarter, too?
Probably. I don't know. I don't know what the...
Just saying 56 total rushing yards.
That doesn't seem good.
That's not very good.
That doesn't seem good. And you would think if I have a quarterback that's hot, that I might try and run the football to alleviate some pressure off my quarterback that's hot. But no, I am a genius crybaby.
I heard Lincoln Riley on that. Oh. He said they probably should have run it.
Oh,
a
should
more.
You think?
What a
you
shoulda?
Think, Lincoln? God, I'm sitting in the stands going, they probably should run the ball a little bit more.
Hey. 7 sacks.
But with the way the D
line—that's not even the hits.
No, that's just sacks. Yeah, maybe you can't run the ball when the D line's playing that well.
Well, that's exactly what happened.
You know what's crazy is I saw a stat: Utah blitzed, which was, so they categorized it as anything over four rushers, because four is just your down lineman. Anything over 4 rushers is considered a blitz. Utah blitzed on 70% of Caleb's dropbacks. Okay, 70%. To put that into perspective, it is usually considered high if a team blitzes anything over 30%. 30% or more is high. Well, dude, Scally just said, go get him.
Didn't you know that the nice thing to do would have been to stop blitzing when we were up by 20 and Williams was hurt? Some USC person put that on a message board that we were so mean, because we kept blitzing and he was injured.
He's hurt, you guys.
Okay. Scally.
Little boo-boo.
Morgan Scally is the man.
Oh, here's to you.
Cheers to Morgan Scally, because he figured out that offense. No one has been able to stop him the entire year, and Morgan Scally's defense did it.
What do you think? What do you make of, okay, so let me get this right. 17-3. We fumbled the ball.
Oh, yeah.
And so they had the ball.
Dixon fumbled.
Okay, let me back up. Let me go with two other plays.
Okay.
When they were on like the 3-yard line or whatever, they kicked a field goal. Uh-huh. I know guys are whining about they should have gone and got another touchdown. I don't know. I think if you're already 14-0, make it 3 scores. I think that's what he should have done.
Well, they had first and goal from the 2-yard line. They ran it twice. We stopped them. A pass to Addison, and Clark Phillips made absolutely amazing. Incredible play. Kicking the field goal is 100% the right move right there.
Okay, so there's that play. I think it's fine. The other one was, so we had the ball, 17-3, but we fumbled it. Mm-hmm. They got the ball.
On like, it was like R40.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, it ended up being 4th down on around R40.
Uh-huh.
And they made the decision to go for it. And I've heard a lot of guys ripping Lincoln Riley and USC for going for it.
You're that arrogant.
They didn't get it. And then we went down and scored, and everything changed from that point. Personally, you're kind of in no man's land, though.
Okay, but Utah's offense hasn't done much. So, okay.
Let me finish, though. I'm saying if you're on the 35 or the 40, I can see where we'll go for it. Because, you know, our offense has been rolling. I mean, I don't criticize that as much as I've heard a lot of people say. I was kind of it was understandable to me. They lost the gamble.
They lost.
Now, everyone says, "Well, it turned the corner." Well, okay, yeah, it did as it played out. Then how about stopping our offense?
Well, how about making a tackle? But my only
we did
argument
fumbling that and got it back though too. In that
is drive. It was 4th and 8. It wasn't like 4th and 4. So I can see what you're saying, right? It's no man's land. You can't hit a field goal.
I guess pooch punt it.
You pooch punt it down inside the 10 is the idea. Or you don't get it and give Utah the ball back on their own 40-yard line with only 60 yards to go. But arrogant SC doesn't think anybody can stop them. Well, guess what? We did. And it was a huge momentum shift, I think, because it was, okay, we fumbled it. It didn't bite us in the ass. And we got the ball back.
What are you?
And let's go score. That's exactly what we did.
Okay. And then and we did like a four plus minute drive at the end of the half. Mm-hmm. I know we had a couple of third downs that we got first downs. And then how many seconds? Was it 7 seconds left? Was it Dixon?
It was like 2 seconds left. Yeah, it was Dixon scored.
2 seconds on the goal line for the touchdown.
So the drive that started at the 38 after the fourth down, we took 6.5 minutes. So went down very methodic.
Boom, it was boom, 6 boom, minutes?
Boom. Uh-huh. 6 minutes. The drive to end the half was
like a minute and a half or something.
Yeah, 81 yards in minute 38.
Hey. And
that was the Dixon.
Beautiful clock management.
17-17. And from our perspective, where we were at, I was looking at both. We were on the sideline, goal, end zone, right. In other words, the Utah side. On second deck, first row.
Beautiful seats, by the way.
They were great. And so I'm looking down after we scored, watching the Utah side. They were jacked going into the locker room. Looking at the USC side.
Depression, dude.
It was different, man. You just knew that.
Well, even the.
It had turned, baby.
It had. And I went up to the restroom right as that ended, right as halftime was starting. And me and my son, my 8-year-old, were going up the stairs. We're clapping. We were so hyped up. And it was that same way in the stands. Uh-huh. Like, all the Utah fans are just pumped, and I'm just watching all the USC fans just glare at me as I'm
just
going up
stone
the stairs
face.
Because they were dumbfounded at how we had just come back, and now it is tied.
Okay, so I think Bryn has a rant of the evening.
Hit it.
Oh, are we doing the rant?
Do you want to do the rant first?
I'll cheer for your rant.
Bryn has a couple of things.
You want negative or positive first?
Go negative.
Okay.
I like negativity.
My rant tonight is all about Mr. Caleb Williams, Mr. Fingernails.
Mr. Fingernails.
Oh.
And I've just been thinking about it so much over the weekend and like, what is it about him? He's so unlikable. And I feel like it's just the whole season, you've watched him become more and more arrogant as the season has progressed and the dude's head has just gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. His fingernails are a perfect example because at the beginning of the season, supposedly he was painting them to bring awareness to some cause. I don't know exactly what it was.
It was a suicide hotline. He put the
fingernails. Oh, yeah, that's
the suicide hotline number on his fingernails.
Okay, so that's
cool.
That's way cool.
Right, that's how he started the season, is bringing awareness to a great cause, painting his fingernails. And then as the season progresses and he starts to get more attention and his ego gets bigger and bigger and bigger, his fingernails turn into F UCLA, F Notre Dame, and F Utah. And that's just like a perfect example of who the dude turned into. And watching him, rewatching it especially, so all of those of you who watched it on TV, like the life just got sucked out of him as the game went on.
It was beautiful.
He could see it wasn't happening, and I feel like he just gave up. And you know what? If you're that injured, sit out. Because Lincoln Riley has said, well, he was only about 50%, but he just wouldn't sit down. Okay, first of all, you as a coach, if a dude's too injured to play, sit him down. You as a leader, if you're too injured to do your job, sit down and let the other dude do it. And I'm going to compare that to one and only Cam Rising, who the Washington State game, 45 minutes before kickoff, said to Whittingham, I can't do it. And he gave it to Bryson Barnes that game. He sat there and coached Bryson Barnes the entire game. That is a true leader. Caleb Williams is annoying. I could say so many other words. Give me some beeps because I can't say him on the air. Call. He's so unlikable. You can't deny his talent, but I think his unlikability, I hope he doesn't win the Heisman because of those reasons. There you go.
Okay. Breathe.
Breathe.
Point one. I'm not, I agree. I'm just, here's what I'll try to be.
No.
Give him a little benefit of the doubt in that he's just 20 years old. He's young and immature.
Okay, but that's on
growing.
That's on coaching then.
Okay, whatever it is.
So Lincoln Riley, little crybaby, coach him up there.
So I see it. You can't be that stupid.
No.
Someone has to say, okay, do your nails, but be positive. You don't slam the other team.
Can you imagine if a Utah player ran out on the field? Our quarterback had FUSC on his nails.
Well, it wouldn't happen.
Whittingham would cut his fingers off. I mean, honestly, like,
no, it wouldn't happen.
Be the adult in the room, Lincoln. Yeah. And exactly. Be the adult. Don't do that with your fingernails. And yeah, you're exactly right. If you're too hurt and you just wouldn't come out of the game. Well, guess what? You're hurting our team. Okay. I'm going to put the back. I appreciate your guttiness. Your passion for the game, I appreciate all of that. But you can't move, so I'm going to put the other guy in.
Williams is all about himself. He's all about what he wanted to show out there so he wouldn't sit down, even though it was going to hurt his team. He's all about himself. He's not about the team.
Okay, but here's how I saw it. We were told, and I watched the USC press conference, so they say he was hurt like on that second drive or first drive, right early in the first quarter.
The long run.
So when I watched the game again, he probably did pull something. But if you watch him the whole first half, there was very little. You would never notice. They talk more about his hand bleeding from his little finger.
He was bleeding. He was so sad.
Then, in the second half, he got hit a couple of times. And there was one time, which was right in front of us, is down from us. He got smeared. He got up from it. Limping. And limped off the field. And that's when we started talking, going, he's been hurt. See, the point was, okay, he may have pulled it, but it wasn't an immediate thing. Sure, it probably came on. I'm not discounting or saying he wasn't hurt. But you know what? Football's a physical sport, and our guys kicked the crap out of him.
Well, and guess what?
If you're going to run, sometimes things happen.
Football, people get hurt.
Yeah.
So I don't want to hear this, well, if you hadn't been.
Yeah, that's stupid if you
stupid.
Do it.
Stupid. It's stupid because every single team is dealing with injuries. You can go down any roster and take their top whatever, top their quarterback, tackle,
well, take receiver. Utah, for example. My gosh.
Seriously.
Kincaid was playing hurt. He got up so gingerly a couple times.
Kincaid, Vele, Rising.
I mean,
our true number one tight end has been out since week like 4. So I don't want to hear it.
Okay? But that's what I mean about Williams in that his – it's like he gave up. And I guess what I mean is that he could tell he wasn't going to be able to do anything against our defense anymore. And so he was kind of just like the energy, the fight. He had no fight in him
anymore.
Okay,
but I feel like that was all of USC.
Oh,
after
for sure.
After a while?
I mean, because we just, like we just mentioned with the stats, it's like, look, Utah's known for being physical and aggressive. And they were in this game. Everyone says it. All the pundits, all the coaches, everybody talks about a big part of Utah's game is the physicality.
Yeah.
And they just hit you in the mouth. That's the cliche you hear all the time. And that's what Utah did.
Yeah.
And you sacked the guy 7 times, let alone the times he got drilled after he threw the ball or he was running.
So rude.
It was a physical
game. So rude.
You, let's see, what happened?
The thing is, as that game went on and they were behind us and we just kept going like this, like this, the will was being crushed out of USC. Well, that to me, like I could feel it happening until it just blew open. Yeah.
What's crazy though is, okay, the final score, 47-24, kill them. But the final score was a true depiction of the game. In my opinion.
It was.
That's not always the case. Sometimes you look at the final score and you're like, wow, they killed him. It was actually really close. But the game itself, it took a while for us to blow the doors open because it was very close. There was a couple times where, you know, it's tied 17-all. And then we go up 10 and then they scored and it's a 3-point game. And then we score. And it's this weird. I just was never comfortable. I was never comfortable until the interception.
The Huber
interception. I had an out-of-body experience.
That was right in front of us. Saw the whole play coming.
Bryn fainted.
So Well, that's actually not the play I almost fainted.
Oh, it wasn't?
Which one was you fainted
on? Faint?
I almost fainted on...
The Yasmin touchdown?
No, Jackson.
I fainted on that one.
That was so pretty.
I legit... The room was spinning on Jackson's first touchdown. I stood up yes. too fast. I was screaming. The room was spinning. I sort had to sit down. But no, the Huber interception, like you said, it happened right in front of us. So I was leaning forward in my chair because we were on the front row of that second tier. So I was leaning forward in my chair just so nervous. You're just like shaking.
Well, they score. It's a one possession
exactly.
game all of a sudden.
Right. And yeah. so that happened. And I just fell out of my chair and like was... I probably cried. I was screaming because that was like, we're going to do this. Like, that was
that
the
was,
moment.
That was a spiritual experience in the holy temple of the NFL. Yeah. That's what was going on there.
It was right in front.
Oh, that was so pretty.
You could see it breaking, and then he broke on the ball, and I could see it, and I just went.
He was baiting the
throw. Please catch it. Oh,
that guy
gets chills. I get chills thinking about it.
I think they had one receiver cut across. This guy went straight.
They set up a fake screen, so he went like this, and no one bid on it.
Hubert stayed back here.
Hubert stayed back, and then just...
And he went, and you could see him looking at him, threw the ball, and he just cut
and
on
I'm
it.
And I'm so glad it was Hubert, because he had a rough go.
Yeah,
he had some missed
He had a rough
tackles
go. So
and
the
things,
fact
but...
he was the one that sealed it. And then we went down and scored again.
Yeah, and again.
And then we got the ball.
And again.
And scored again.
That's because what I'm talking about.
Point,
we just kept it going.
They didn't want to tackle us. They just were like...
Oh, they couldn't tackle us.
It's true.
I mean, like you said, we just pounded the will out of them
defensively.
We just pounded their will away. They hadn't come up against that this year, and we just took the will right out of them. But then offensively, we had
chunk plays like we never get.
Yeah. The offensive scheme, Ludwig, there was stuff that I've never seen you do before. Thank you. Because it was surprising. It kept them on their toes. It highlighted a bunch of different dudes, which, hey, we've got the dudes that can do it, but it was...
Guys stepped up, though, that I got to admit...
Yes.
You wouldn't expect him to step up. That was Money Parks. Yasmin.
Oh, my gosh.
Jackson.
Money Parks broke three tackles and then just blazed. It was the best play was the Yasmin play.
It was an amazing freaking play.
You could see it happen, and then it's just one-on-one, and at that point, it was... Who's the bigger dude? Who wants it more?
That's it.
Who wanted it more? Because we've all seen a corner bring down a tight end. It's not easy, but he gets dragged and it's embarrassing and you go down. Yasmin just said, get off me, boy, and threw him off.
And he actually, though, number 7 on USC, if you watch it, Yasmin's kind of tripping and falling down, and number 7 kind of like holds him back up.
I got you.
Up,
and so then Yasmin's a weak.
But it's what James said. Who wants it more?
Well, in Kincaid, there was one play. And Kincaid was hurt, but he came in and caught some awesome balls. But there was one play where it took like 5 dudes to tackle him. Uh-huh. 5. You watched them all. They all had to come in and tackle him.
You know how many missed tackles USC had in this one game?
22
missed tackles in this one game alone. And I think it led to 159 yards of broken tackle led to 159
okay.
yards.
Let me throw this out to anybody.
That's insane.
Okay, let me throw this out, though. Okay, I get that. Does that mean but do we ever take into account that the guy you're trying to tackle doesn't want you to be, yeah. doesn't want to be tackled?
Just his will
so
was stronger than yours.
So whose will's bigger? Whose will? The guy running the ball or the dude trying to bring him down or the guy's trying to bring him down? And in this game, the Yasmin one is a perfect example. Bernard had a couple of runs. He just blew through guys, and Jackson certainly did. That's all I'm saying is, yeah. That's not a good number, but it's not like there wasn't a guy that didn't want to get tackled. I'm just saying the will of the team.
Utah wanted it more.
Wanted it.
And Utah wanted it more. USC had no fight in them because they came in there expecting to blow us out. They came in there expecting no adversity whatsoever.
They were listening to Cowherd before the game.
Yeah.
And everybody else.
And then when we punched them in the mouth, they didn't know what to do with themselves.
My favorite quote. There's a quote from Whittingham on this, and he says, before the game, he says, one heartbeat for 3 hours. And I love that quote because this was such a team effort from I mean, everybody. Special teams, probably the best special teams game we've had all year, minus the extra point, which that sucked. But the punt game was strong. The kick game, defense stepped up, offense. It was the most complete game that they've played all year on the biggest stage to take home the roses. Hey, USC.
The championship, and it gets us into the Rose Bowl.
What happened, USC? Right.
I have. Happened? Okay, but I'm ready.
Let's do one thing before the ode to Kyle, I think it is.
Ode to Kyle.
Let's shout out, however, the MVP goes to Cam Rising. Cam.
We can't play Bad Moon Rising.
Right, I know. We'll be kicked off YouTube.
But just go look it up.
It was, yeah, he's deserving of it. But there's a lot of guys that are deserving of it. Mm-hmm. And you know what? I think Brock Huard kind of referred to this. And when you truly analyze the game, the O-line and the D-line.
It was, oh.
You, to me, those were the MVPs. They controlled both sides of the ball. The O-line controlled USC. And the D-line, man, they were very disciplined and aggressive. I mean, the line of scrimmage is, you know, it's where you win and lose most games, obviously.
We sacked Williams 7 times. Rising got sacked once, and in reality, he was scrambling.
He was rolling out and got tripped up.
I mean, yeah. That's a sack, but it wasn't in the same vein. Well, but that's your point. The lines, that stat shows perfectly the difference in what our lines were doing.
Well, and the hustle, if you remember, there was a play. Bernard fumbled the ball.
Yeah.
We ended up scoring on the drive. He fumbled the ball, and there's a video clip of it. There are 5 USC players right there, and the ball is sitting there. Well, it's our old lineman, like 10, 12 yards downfield, that is the one on the ball.
I think it's Bills.
It's Bills.
Bills got it.
It was Bills. And so how easy would it for him to be, I got my block, Bernard's gone, okay. No, he follows the play, gets the ball, and we ended up scoring. Like, just the level of effort and hustle everybody.
They wanted it more.
They wanted it. They just wanted it. Plus, USC, screw it. We're better than you.
Hey, it is. It's a scoreboard.
Facts. We beat you twice in 1 year.
Okay, but Cam Rising getting up after having his head torn off. And look, targeting or not, and now that we've seen it again, I see why they probably didn't call it.
It was targeting, though.
I think it could go either way, but he gets up, and I love the announcers. They're like, is he smiling?
Smiling.
And if you've watched, those of us who've watched Cam Rising for the last 2 years, absolutely he was smiling. That dude just has so much joy. And that picture of him.
Oh, smelling
that rose. I want it framed. We need it framed for Christmas. I want that framed and put up on my wall. Sorry, Jesse. That's going up on our wall.
In your bedroom?
It was so great. Cam had an awesome game. I'm so happy for him.
He had a great game.
MVP. He deserved it.
All right. Okay, Brian has
the ode.
The ode. The ode to Kyle.
I'm very excited to hear this.
I wrote an ode to Kyle. Kyle, oh Kyle, the greatest of all time. Always underestimated, but that's where you thrive. Utah players and coaches love you. Even us fans feel like we're in the crew. Your favorite phrase is family on three, and you always say it with absolute glee. You are the silver fox, and those calves are so big, I don't know how you find socks. You are the man who's number one. You'll need to teach whiny crybabies how it's done. Us Utah fans are in awe of your greatness. The statue they build for you will be flawless. So Kyle, oh Kyle, we'll follow you to Pasadena and we'll gather the Utah troops. And of course, forever and always, we will loudly shout, go Utes!
That's good.
Very well said.
To Kyle, with love.
How much time was spent on your ode?
Hey, I had a lot of time driving home from Las Vegas.
That's excellent.
That's That's pretty good. Bravo.
Should we talk some reaction to a few comments?
Oh, we have.
Do you have some?
No, we're gonna go through the comments on comments.
Let's comments on comments. Before the game, USC was feeling pretty good.
And people were very mean.
All the USC fans who created their Twitter's accounts in 2022, because apparently there was no fan base for the last, I don't know, 14 years leading up to this. I'm not kidding. There are a couple people that are coming at you. You can go to their Twitter account and see when it was created.
It was like last month.
It was like April of 2022. It was like, okay.
They were very mean.
Let me just, before I go to some comments on comments, the moment of loudness was cool. I didn't expect it coming.
It was very cool.
And I've got to say, I think that I'm a little surprised. I think we talked about it, but I mean, we had the momentum going and then we did the moment of loudness. And as you watch Utah players, it was a big, and then of course, just the feeling, the atmosphere, which I will say a lot, USC fans did it, got out their phones and
it was really cool,
but there's no doubt it was a motivator for our team. And then whatever they did, the USC thing about the fake horse.
So lame.
And
little animated video.
Correct me if I'm wrong here, but USC stands for University of Southern California, correct? Isn't there like a Hollywood or something in Southern California that could help you with not having the most hokey?
Okay.
Cheese ball.
The moment of loudness was cool and it was good for us.
And the timing was perfect.
It was really nice. And the thing I will say, though, and then we'll go to some of these comments, is we have a 3-game winning streak on SC, by the way.
Correct.
Just, okay.
One on the road, one at home, and one at a neutral site.
Oh, yeah, the neutral site.
You'll never beat us on a neutral site.
Now, they did beat us 3 in a row, like in 15, I think 16, 17, something like that.
Congratulations.
But in the recent past, it's 3 in a row.
Since Utah joined the Pac-12, we now have more Pac-12 championships than USC.
Ooh.
So there's a fact for you.
All right.
Let's start reading some of this.
I'm going back to a statement. This is one we read before, but I think it's very applicable. Because it just...
I know what it is. I know exactly which one.
This is from Toko.
Okay.
Toko, I think I got... Okay. I want you freaking Utah maggots.
Oh.
You got away with a win against us Trojans. Caleb will blow you up this time. Ref's not here to save you. Got anything to say on that one, Toko?
Didn't need him. No. In fact, the refs were great this game. They stayed out of the way.
It was beautiful.
And both let sides. Utah beat you.
The refs blowout. Were a non-factor, which I really liked.
It was great.
Yep.
So, no.
Williams didn't blow us up.
He didn't blow us up.
Bummer, poor guy.
This is from, this is interesting. So Trek Ranger. He's had like, he's posted a lot. So I try to get these sort of in sequence. He said this a few days ago. It's going to be 45-24 for USC.
That was a close score prediction.
Close. Just go the other way.
Just flip it.
Flip that.
That's probably
won't
closest.
Be the same refs. Utah doesn't play the same way away from home.
Ooh, we played better.
Played better on the road.
And then he said, the hate for USC in this podcast is like a badge of honor. I don't know about that.
Well, then you should be really feeling honored right now.
But bow down when USC wins the championship. Wait a minute.
How does that rose smell?
USC! What happened?
Okay. And then finally, after all those things that Trek Ranger said, he goes, congratulations, Utah, you kicked our butt. Yes, it hurts, but we'll see you next season. Well,
I'm not going to worry about that.
Good on you.
But I appreciate you owning up to it after all the trash talk. That's good.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, here's Toko again.
Oh.
You didn't know? Was this on accident? What's Toko had to say this time?
This was Toko again. Utah football fans, you guys suck.
Thank you.
Wait 1 minute. Oh.
Oh, it smells good.
It does smell good.
The smell of championships and Rose Bowls, it's beautiful. So, Utah football fans, you guys suck. You wish you can beat us. Oh. You got lucky last time, and we will blast your sorry referee-helped team.
I'm looking forward to his comment this week.
Toko.
Looking forward to it.
What do you have to say?
And if it's, well, we would have beat you if, well... Ifs and buts.
Excuses.
Keith Swain. You know damn well you ain't beat USC on a neutral site.
Do we know that? I don't think we know that.
It's for you, Bryn. Bart Willoughby. Kyle Whittingham is a crybaby.
He seems pretty happy on Friday.
A crybaby?
I've never seen Kyle Whittingham cry.
They were all the USC fans were pointing to the clip of Whittingham in his press conference last week saying, everybody's picked USC, but that's we love it that way. And everyone was saying that that was Kyle Whittingham whining. Don't really think that's whining. It was majorly a stretch.
Nice try.
Nice try. Kyle Whittingham is the man.
And then he kicked your butts for the second time this year.
Vladis Kaliz. Kalis.
Kalicious.
Kalicious. Collegious. Utah's damn lucky to be in the game. USC will kick your ass.
USC, what happened?
And this is from Mr. Delasic.
He's commented.
He's commented before.
Before.
We've read his before because they're always so uplifting and insightful.
It doesn't matter how you guys got in. It matters that you're in the championship.
Fact.
That's true. It's very hard to beat a team twice. That's true.
Also true.
It's also harder to beat a team three times
in a row.
In a row.
USC 42, Utah 28. Oops.
Nope.
Oops. Oops.
But I think we've done it 2 years in a row where we've beat a team twice.
It's true.
To win the championship. How weird.
And
it is hard, though. I'm not going to say that it's not hard because it is hard.
And then Jeff Carilius. It's going to be fun watching you get rolled. Oh, here's from Bert Willoughby again. Oh. Or Bart. Excuse me, Bart. Bart Willoughby. Shut down Kincaid. SC wins.
Kincaid had four catches, by the way. That's all. So, wrong.
Wrong. See, that's the thing. The guy's hurt, by the way. I know a lot of people may not know that.
Extremely
even Ute fans.
Very hurt.
But he's hurt and he played and he had a massive role in that final drive of the first half in which we scored. But beyond that, he was a non-factor because he's hurt. Mm-hmm. And so he was out of the game.
And yet we still won.
And we still blew you out. Just saying. USC is the better team and will prevail. I'll say this, man. Watching the pregame, it was so sappy and gross. Everything was SC. There was no balance to it.
No.
I watched a segment. I don't know if you saw the segment. So you had Reggie Bush,
Matt Leinart.
Leinart, Caleb Williams, in some salon getting their nails done.
Oh, God.
And they were having a conversation about him being the Heisman and how far they've come. And they were just like
slobbering
all over each other. So,
you know what, though? I will say Matt Leinart has been extremely complimentary of Utah on Twitter.
Yeah, he said that
after the game.
Whittingham is a top five. No. That was a clap. Said,
was it?
Whittingham's the top five coach in our sport. And he is.
But Leinart sucked it up, and he actually has been very complimentary.
Well, yeah, when Utah goes out and beats the wheels off your alma mater, you kind of have to go, yeah, they're pretty good. I mean, USC, I mean, just think about it for a second. They were number four in the country. They had lost one game all year by 1 point.
Yeah, I mean, they've had a great year.
They had a fantastic year. They have the likely Heisman Trophy winner as their quarterback. So, yeah, I get the arrogance going into the game, but you're right. It was to the point of vomit.
But they had so much adversity, James. Didn't you know that one loss was so much adversity?
Well, tough.
According to Lincoln Riley.
And they had everything to play for. You win that game, now you're in the playoff, and now you can go out and play Georgia.
We're the dream killers.
Well, guess what?
Now it's Ohio State, and you're welcome.
Typhaf. That is
that's his real name.
Typhaf. I don't know how you say it.
Typhaf. USC is the better team and will prevail.
Wrong.
Wrong again. Going through season stats are meaningless, meaning they listened to us and we went through some stats. Meaningless.
I mean, he's not wrong.
SC, you're right. SC by 3 scores in this one. Bet the house.
Ooh.
Dude, I guess you got no house left.
Uh-oh.
What else? What did you have to give up?
Where do you live now?
Man, that's not good.
That's bad. You should not have done that. Bet the house on a 3-score win?
Refs, this is Eddie Renya. Refs aren't going to save you.
Wow. Oh, I'm so sick of hearing about the refs.
They didn't save you either.
No.
boo. Oh, no, you've got the towel to wipe your eyes. Gary?
Where's my towel? Tell me.
Towel boys.
The refs.
And shout out to...
Gosh, shut up.
Kafusi for making fun of the towel boys during the game.
Kafusi's little dance was...
That was fantastic.
Brilliant.
USC, this is Ruben Olduan, something like that.
We don't really care.
USC will win this convincingly. This is Elijah Mendez. USC will roll Utah 49-27.
Wow, that was a close score prediction.
I want to hear what you all have to say now.
USC has too much firepower for Utah.
I didn't see it.
But yes, Caleb Williams was hurt.
Tony U. He's commented. We appreciate
yeah,
comments.
Yeah, I actually do want you. I want to hear what you have to say.
And so
I need a good
at
laugh.
The end of all these, no, this is the end of all of these, and this is after the game. This is Tony U after he, of course, expected we're going to get rolled. Congrats. You guys have a way better team in USC, and USC needs to learn how to tackle from here to next year. But I'll take 11-2, good season. That's true, though.
There you go.
You did have a great season.
Yeah.
Well, especially you guys went, 4-8 last year?
Lost one team all year.
Lost one team. You were this close to the playoff.
It's just...
I got to say, this is not my original thought. I read this on Twitter, but wherever Lincoln Riley and Caleb Williams end up next year, that team immediately is going to be a playoff contender. It's going to be impressive to watch wherever they land.
They can go cry somewhere else.
Yep.
Next year.
Yeah. Here's my question.
You, let's see ya. What happened?
Okay.
So childish, but I love it so
much. Isn't
it
though?
It's such a great drop.
This is from Belial Asaf, an Ohio State fan.
Oh, Ohio
You're
State.
You're welcome.
I love Utah football.
Yes.
Can we please borrow Kyle Whittingham for about 20 years?
No.
No.
Sorry.
You cannot have him.
It ain't going to happen,
Did you
brother.
See Kyle say, Ryan Day, you're welcome?
Yes.
In the post
game? I did.
That was great.
You. Jim Buckeye.
I wonder where he's from.
please be USC. The whole Buckeye Nation will cheer for Utah.
That had to be when, I mean, imagine being a Buckeye fan and you have to cheer for Utah.
I know.
And they're down 17-3.
I know. It was the highest rated Pac-12 championship game since the Pac-12
of all time. Yeah. No, and that makes sense.
It was sold out. I don't think.
And it was sold out.
It was at capacity. That place, and just for those that weren't there, there's a lot of like, okay, what was the split? It felt very 50-50. I would give Utah the edge, if anything, 60-40.
But USC felt louder though.
No, I don't think so.
Really?
No.
I felt like when
I felt
go
it was
back
pretty,
and forth,
I felt like it was kind
felt
of
it was even.
Very even. But I will say, a lot of seats opened up late in the third, early fourth quarter.
Oh, I know.
There was
I
a whole bunch
why.
Of seats on this side of the stadium that were empty for some weird reason.
It's only a two-score game. I didn't get that when it was happening. By the
yeah,
way,
I didn't either.
Filing out of there.
It was a 16-point game.
Two possessions.
Yeah, and you have a QB who can score in two plays.
Yeah.
So. And that was a little strange.
It was very odd, but it goes to show their fandom.
I don't know. Anyway, this is from OSU Buckeyes.
Ooh.
Go Utah. Buckeyes need you guys to win. We knew that. Good luck.
We did it for you.
Nah.
No, we didn't.
We did it for
we
us.
We didn't.
Josh Moon, Bucks are rooting for their favorite Pac-12 team. You bet.
Pac-10.2.
And Buckeye Gordon, go Bucks. I'm looking to the football gods for Utah to beat USC. And your prayers have been answered.
Buckeye fans, if you haven't seen it, go to our Instagram page and see, what's the dude's name that made the Top Gun video? We need to give him credit.
Oh, yeah, man. Give him
so
a shout.
All of you Buckeyes, if you have not seen this video, you have to go up and look it up. And we did post it on our Instagram page.
Hold on, I'm looking it up right this minute.
Okay. I want to give him a shout
out. Having
said
that, so Ohio State, you're welcome.
Oh, it's loud on my... All right, so his name is... He's got a Twitter. He doesn't have an Instagram, but it's RealJTL10. But if you go to our Instagram account...
Utah football fans Instagram.
Underscore. There's an underscore at the end. Utah football fans underscore.
You can see this video, and you'll love it.
It's amazing. it's
It's good.
It's so good. So yeah, go check that out.
And Oklahoma. We mentioned it, but
you're welcome
to. You have to. I know there's a lot of Oklahoma Sooners that are loving every single second of this beatdown.
As they should.
We're glad we can embrace in this victory. Because it was beautiful.
One big happy family. Hating USC.
Yes. Come together in the hate of USC.
Together.
Gosh.
I do. I hate them. I don't hide it.
To
my coworkers.
Oh, yeah.
Luke and Paul.
Are they USC people?
Yeah, big time. And I respect it. Luke, we would talk about it from the time he was a child.
Okay.
You know, and he was at the game. So I will see you tomorrow, buddy. I will see you tomorrow. I look forward to it.
Take him a rose.
Paul, my bet you're not going to be at the office tomorrow, but if you are, I'll see you there. I should take him a rose.
Take him a rose.
I should take them roses.
That's kind of a peace offering.
And to
is
rub it
a peace
in.
Offering or is it a rub it?
It's a rub it. It's both.
It's both.
Absolutely, it's both.
This is for you, Luke.
By the way, we were featured on a local TV channel here, shouting out or talking about the game, our podcast, and so forth.
Thank you. Fox 13.
Fox 13.
That was fun.
We'll be sending you some roses. Do you have any, were you going to comment on any comments you got or not?
I will be quite honest. So I did say this last week, and I said that I did tweet it out about that Kyle Whittingham is a man and Lincoln Riley's a whiny little crybaby, which I stand by that statement.
We know you do.
My tweet got a lot of attention, a lot more than I was expecting it to. And it was all extremely negative. At some point, I had to stop reading it because people were extremely mean. And it was messing with my psyche. So I actually stopped looking at him. I didn't want to go back and look through them all. I know James went back and responded to some of them.
Yeah, they were
Let's
jerks.
Just say they were commenting on my appearance on... that I'm a sister wife, that...
I didn't know that.
Surprise
that
to me.
News to me.
That
That's news.
I am a sister wife. Bashing on Kyle, bashing on Utah, everything you can imagine, the arrogance, the blah, blah, blah. How y'all feeling now?
USC! What happened?
So, hey, if you want a good laugh, you can go look at all the comments. I just didn't want to read through them all.
All right, makes sense.
I did. So, after the game, we had a 2.5-hour drive back to Vegas because of traffic, and I went back through Twitter
and
called them all out for being absolute jerks, and it was fun. And guess what? Not one of them had the balls to respond to me.
I wonder why.
Really easy to get on and blast somebody when you think you're going to win. But not one of them had the balls to say anything back. So, no. And even if they did, what are you going to say? We just beat the crap out of you. Yeah. So
USC, according to ESPN, is 64-5 over the last 10 seasons when leading by 14 points or more. Okay, did you hear? So you got that. 64-5 over the last 10 seasons when they have a 14-point lead.
So they've only lost 5 times when they've had a 14-point lead.
So 4 of those 5 losses are against Utah.
That is a crazy stat.
Hey, Talboys, what do you think about that one?
You want to know what's funny, too? After we played in October, so many of you USC fans, you're like, why do you guys act like this is a rivalry? We're not your rival. We don't even care about you.
Mm-hmm. I think you do.
I think you do, and I think you hate us, and that stat will show you why you
hate
us.
3 in a row.
Oh, I think we are a rival to you. We get under your skin because we beat you.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Pretty much we do.
Yeah, the game was a sellout.
Yeah.
Which is, I think
it wasn't
that was the
year.
First sellout uh-huh. of the Pac-12 championship era. Yeah. That's impressive because usually they don't because teams travel to a neutral. Well, has it been a neutral site?
It's been a neutral site for the last 5 years.
Okay, but so it's a sellout, which was impressive from both sides. A lot of USC fans, a lot of Utah fans. It was cool to be in that stadium, and it was packed like that. So,
and again, look, we're ripping on all these idiots that make comments. For the most part, actually, I didn't have a single negative USC fan experience in the entire stadium.
Even
I
when they were up, yeah.
Yeah, no. they weren't jerks. They weren't doing anything. So
it's the keyboard warriors.
It's the keyboard warriors. I want to make that perfectly clear. As a program, I think it's pretty clear how I feel about their program. The fan base, though, they were fine. We sat next to them at lunch. It was fine. So I want to make that clear. But the program, screw you guys.
Oh, my gosh. What do I say to this? Should I say anything to that? Look.
No.
I want Williams to get the... I'm going to say it. I want Williams to get that freaking Heisman because I want...
The only two teams he lost to?
Was us.
Only
one team. And we kicked his butt twice. Well, no. We beat him, and then we kicked his butt. So I'm all right with it. Hey, man, I give props to USC, dude. They're freaking good. And that's my point, is they're good. But we took them out.
Here's my
question.
So
what does that make us? Better.
Here's my question. If he wins the Heisman, does he go up on stage dragging his leg behind him to emphasize that he was hurt, or is he going to be fine by then? I'm just curious.
When he matures, that's his next level. That's his next step. Listen to me, people. The talent is unbelievable.
He's an unbelievable talent.
The talent is unbelievable, but some of these little... I mean,
he's so unlikable. Like I said before,
once
he's
he matures
so
and grows up a little bit and understands these kinds of things, that's going to add a new dimension to how good he is.
Yeah. I agree.
Just saying. Yeah. That's all I'm saying, dude.
He'll be back next year. It's scary. I think they're going to be very good next year. And I agree with you. Once he's matured and he gets over a little fingernail garbage and does all that stuff and it's just about football and winning, he's going to be scary. And he's an NFL talent quarterback.
Yeah, he is.
He's
going to
go and win a whole bunch of games for a team. I don't know, like the New York Jets or something. I don't know. Someone that needs a quarterback. I don't know. He's very impressive to watch. I'll say that. And the fact that I can go and say I've seen the Heisman winner twice in person, it's pretty cool, especially because we beat him twice in person.
If he wins.
All right, we're winding down.
I think he wins.
We've got some episodes coming up. Of course, we got the Rose Bowl, so
woo-hoo!
We've got stuff to say about that in Penn State. What do you think? So we ended up in the final ranking of the regular season and the championship games. We're number 8 by the CFP.
Yeah.
You feel good about that?
The highest we've ended, right? Did I see that
Where were
somewhere?
We last year?
I don't think we were that high.
I don't know. I have to look.
I thought I saw that this is the highest.
Whatever it was, I'm just saying.
I think it's right.
It's great, man.
Because when I look at the teams in front of us, mm-hmm. it goes, okay, it makes sense.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, Utah.
We had 3 losses.
At 8. SC. Are they 9 or 10?
9. They're right behind us.
They're right behind us.
And then Penn State, I think, is 10.
But then, right.
No, they're 11.
They're 11.
It's 10. Tennessee. I don't know.
So here you go. You got Georgia, Michigan, TCU, Ohio State.
I love it.
And that's the final 4.
Did they get it right?
I think they got it right.
Did they get it right?
I'm good with it.
Yeah, I think they did. I know there's so much talk about Ohio State. They didn't have... Look, the system is crap. We've talked about it a million times. But in the system that it is right now, yes, they got it right.
They got it right. And I know TCU lost... They lost in overtime in a championship game.
With
it was
one
close.
Loss.
That was their only loss of the year.
That's
they deserve
good.
To be in it. Their resume is better than anybody else's. Ohio State being in, I think they got it right. And the most beautiful part is Alabama and Clemson are not in it.
Yeah.
So I don't have to watch Dick Saban and Dabo Sweeney.
It's new blood. It's going to be
blood.
Exciting.
Kind of new blood. Look, I mean, TCU.
Georgia. Michigan was in it last year. Michigan got... beat down last year, so hopefully it's more exciting this year.
Yeah.
Anyway, you got Alabama at 5, Tennessee at 6, Clemson 7, then Utah, Kansas State is 9, SC's 10.
Oh, Kansas State.
Yeah. Penn State 11, Washington 12, Florida State 13, Oregon State 14,
that's awesome.
Oregon 15. Oregon, how you feeling?
Way to go, Beavers.
I mean, you were there at the precipice of...
Man.
It fell apart.
I will say.
That's amazing. But congrats to Oregon State.
Yeah, Oregon State. Seeing Oregon play USC would have been a pretty fun game. It's a bummer that they didn't play during the regular season because that would have been a fun game.
Oh, well.
And UCLA ended up 18.
I think, you know what? I think Utah beats Clemson on a...
Too bad it's not the 12-team playoff this
year. I know. If it was, we'd be in the playoff right now.
Be exciting to see, but...
We'd have a first-round bye.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well...
But that's...
Obviously, we've got some episodes coming up to preview Rose Bowl. Utah fans, if you're on the cusp of deciding whether or not to go, like if you're on the edge...
Go.
go. I mean, we did it last year. We did championship game last year. We did championship game this year. And look, we totally get it. Obviously, if it is just not financially possible, don't stretch yourself so thin. But if you can do it, absolutely go. It's such a cool experience. It's going to be amazing. And just the way it all happened this year, you got to go and be there. Cheer for Utah, and it's a blast.
Yeah.
It's a blast. It's a
we'll see you time. There.
It's expensive. Just drive, you know. We're all going to have to drive.
Sleep in your car. I don't care.
It sucks, but do what you got to do because it's awesome to be there.
Yeah. It's the granddaddy of them all.
It's fun.
It's a lot of fun. It's
New Year. New Year.
And it's against Penn State. It's our first time ever playing them.
It's red versus blue.
I know that.
Good versus
that's
evil.
Blue. It's sort of blue.
That red stadium, versus blue.
My only request, Utah. Please wear red. All reds.
Please wear all reds.
I want all reds. Those helmets that they were wearing
oh
on.
Oh my gosh, those helmets beautiful. Are so cool.
I will pay an insane amount of money for someone who can get their hands on that. Don't tell my wife. Those please DM are the me best. Because they are beautiful.
The candy apple.
Yeah, wear those. A rose decal of some kind. Oh, I'm so excited.
Okay, let's conclude this episode with the jackass. We skipped it last week.
Yes.
Because we were positive. It was a positive episode.
Yeah, we
episode.
Were all being positive.
But we have to have a jackass.
Yeah, okay.
So it's actually a double jack.
Gary's got him.
There's a double jack, and you can add to it. Jackass one is we didn't get any replays hardly.
It was strange.
In the stadium, we had these massive important plays.
Yeah.
Like when Cam got destroyed, yeah. I would like to have seen it.
Yeah, they didn't show that they replay. Show
and there it. Were some other replays they didn't show, or they played it way after. So we're just waiting to hear some stuff.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't do the replays. I thought, come on, man.
Yeah, that was frustrating.
It was weird.
Show some replays.
Especially the Cam one. Like, show it. It was bizarre.
They wouldn't show it. I think that was on purpose.
It was on purpose.
On purpose, probably. But, hey. Jackass one, Jack two. So, anyone who traveled, who drove to Las Vegas from Utah, can we please get the road construction done? Most of it is a bunch of red mark or those orange cones
just sitting there,
and there's not a truck to be seen for miles on miles on miles. They're
not doing any work.
They put the cone so you can go into one lane,
and then there's like a mile. And then the cones end, and there's no indication of
they're doing
actual
anything.
Construction.
Okay, there's that one, and then okay, you get to another spot. Okay, there's some trucks. Those trucks have been there. That place has been there like for years, man. Can we
just outside Mesquite?
Yep. Can you just finish whatever the freak you're doing on that road?
Or
it's unbelievable. We went to a hockey game like 2 years ago. It was the same thing.
Can you just move the cones over, especially for New Year's weekend? When we're all going to be
drive that again.
Move the cones over. And then you can move them back when you actually do some work. But there's no work being done.
So there you have it.
They get the jackass.
Two jacks for this week. Make up for last week.
There you go.
So, okay. It's been fantastic. The only thing, the question we will leave you with is this.
USC, what happened?
All right. We'll be back with some previews. The Rose Bowl. We will not
champions,
leave you
champions, back to back, baby! Oh, Utes!
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.